Politicians in Lansing are still fighting over the budget and jockeying for position as the next round of elections approaches. The auto companies are fighting for survival, and all too many of us are still fighting to find our next job in a state where there are way too few jobs to be had. And something else is going on that you ought to know about. Michigan's most popular man is going to visit Comerica Park tonight. Ernie Harwell is coming to say goodbye to the team, to his colleagues, to his fans. A few blocks away, they're finally tearing down the remnants of Old Tiger Stadium, where he broadcast thousands of games, starting when he worked for the Baltimore Orioles in 1954. I cannot prove he was Michigan's most popular man, any more than I can prove the Great Lakes are a more magnificent sight than the Mississippi mudflats. But they are, and he was. Long ago, he became something more than a baseball announcer. He was Michigan's own voice of summer. When he first joined the Detroit Tigers in 1960, General Motors was the richest corporation in the world. Soapy Williams was governor, and Michigan was gaining population, not losing it. There were only 16 major league teams, some of which still traveled by train. There were no free agents, designated hitters, or multimillion-dollar contracts. President Obama hadn't yet been born. That year, the Tigers began by winning their first 5 games and losing their next 10. That was the first of many disappointing seasons to follow. But there were also 2 World Series championships. And always, throughout Michigan summers, there was Ernie's distinctive and rich voice in the air. People who didn't even like baseball looked forward to it. Every spring, he would quote from the Song of Solomon and announce that the voice of the turtle was once again to be heard in the land, meaning that another harsh Michigan winter was over and it was time to play baseball. There was something about his constant good-naturedness this brawling state needed. He wasn't a wimp. He fought with the Marines during World War II. But he did his best to be kind and helpful to his fellow man, and it showed. For 4 decades, he was a positive thread in a city and a state that were enduring a series of traumatic changes. Once, in perhaps their worst public relations blunder of all time, the Tigers announced they were replacing Ernie. The public outcry was like nothing I've ever seen. Before long, the men who fired him were gone, and he was reinstated. He was a gentleman about it all. Tonight, his fans will get to see him for one last time. They aren't billing this as a final goodbye, but that's what it is. A few weeks ago, we found out he had incurable bile duct and pancreatic cancer. The doctors I've talked to say that means he has maybe 3 months. When I talked to Ernie after he got the word, he was upbeat. "I've had a good run, and I'm ready for the next adventure," he said. I think he meant it. I also think that if you can get tickets, you might want to think about driving to Detroit tonight. We'll live long before we see his like again.